Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about preparing ahead for winter grazing. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Dr. Rocky Lemus, Mississippi State University Extension Forage Specialist. So Rocky, it seems like the cold weather has arrived and it's time to strategize for grazing during the winter months. What concerns should producers be aware of after the first frost?
Amy, after fur frost, there are several animal health risks that might help producers avoid any livestock toxicity while grazing. Usually grasses such as Johnson grass, sorghum, Sudan grass can accumulate prussic acid after the frost stress. Grazing should be avoided at least 7 to 10 days after a severe frost, so allow that gas to dissipate. Also, if producers are trying to graze corn regrowth, keep in mind there are both prussic acid and nitrate accumulation on these type of grasses. Any corn regrowth bale for hay or hay bale during the drought conditions should be tested for nitrate since they don't dissipate from the hay. Other producers also have been trying to contemplate using the annual peanut hay as a feed alternative. Peanut hay contains a lot of junk, pesticide residues, and could be of low quality due to high ash content. An important point is that certain chemicals, special herbicides and pesticides, are not labeled for feeding the crop residue to livestock. So it's important the producer ask what herbicide have been used and read the label to determine their limitation for feeding to livestock.
So why is annual ryegrass so important for grazing during the winter?
Annual ryegrass decreases the dependence on hay and silage and decreases supplementation expenses by providing sufficient forage production during the winter months. That can be achieved by with very low feed cost per pound of gain. Usually annual ryegrass can have an excess protein and sufficient energy to produce average daily gains of up to 2 pounds. Energy can become a limited nutrient for higher gains, especially in the small calves due to limited intake.
And how would you set the stocking rates for grazing annual ryegrass?
A stocking rate should be based on four yields. Annual ryegrass production follows what we call a biphasic production curve, in which productivity during the fall and winter, which usually late November to early February, is much lower than during the spring, usually late February to early May. This means that the stocking rate in the fall and winter should be about 1 to 2 acres per calf. And we're talking about calf that is about 600 pounds, and then 2 to 3 calves per acre in the spring.
So you mentioned forage yields. What will be the forage allowance per animal?
In order to determine the forage allowance, which is the pounds of forage dry matter per pound of calf body weight, that will result in optimal stocking rate for fall and winter grazing. Some of the researchers at the University of Arkansas has utilized steer performance data on wheat for a 10-year period. They have indicated that maximum average daily gains of 2.7 pounds per day could be expected with forage allowance of 5 pounds of forage dry matter per pound of initial calf body weight. And for an average daily gain of 2 pounds per day, it should be expected an initial forage allowance of 2 4-pounds of forage dry matter per pound of initial calf body weight. This indicates that to have an animal daily gain of 2 pounds per day, a 500-pound calf will require approximately 1.2 acres of pasture with forage dry matter production of 1,000 pounds.
Now, how can a producer estimate how much forage they have in their pasture before grazing?
A grazing stick can be used by cattle producers to determine proper stocking rates based on forage production. It is recommended to take approximately 20 random height measurements to get an average height. Annual ryegrass can produce an average of 200 pounds of dry matter forage per inch of growth. And those values can go from 75 to 400 pounds depending on the fertilization. That means that if ryegrass is 8 inches tall, that is about 2,000 pounds of dry matter forage. Let's not forget that we usually recommend to graze to 3 inches stubble height, which means that only 5 inches of growth or 1,250 pounds of dry matter forage is available for grazing. By using this approach, pasture can be stocked lighter in the fall and much heavier in the spring. Higher stocking rates in the spring will prevent the formation of dense canopy and the annual ryegrass heading out, which can heavily impact nutritive value.
All right. Thank you so much. Today we've been speaking with Dr. Rocky Lemus, forage specialist. I'm Amy Taylor Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.